Okay. Right, the bus get out of the way. We've got Alan and Helen again, as well as Velvet. Today is Tuesday the 27th of February, and we're going to start on High Street outside the Halifax and walk up Fargate, if there's any changes in the building works, up to corner near H.L. Brown's.
Yeah, we had a stroll along last week without recording, didn't we, Alan? And no, we did actually do a recording.
We did the recording last week.
Well, we did, that's right. And it was quite chaotic. It was a different time of week and day. But we're just going to see in a very short space of time, within a week, whether there has been much change since that experience. It's about 1:10 in the afternoon. Now as we do this walk, so
shall we get going? I'll pass that on to you.
Yep. Okay.
Come on, Bilbo. So it seems relatively quiet here today.
There are quite a lot of people around, actually. We're just walking up past McDonald's now, and our first barrier is meaning that we can access HMV round to the left, but that's as far as you can get, that doorway. Okay. There's a very slim walkway for pedestrians, other than walking on the road, and all the people are actually coming this way at the moment.
So we've got to wait for a gap.
We do. We're waiting for a gap, but we could be here for quite some time.
There's really... push your way through.
We will push our way through.
Come on, Melby.
Yeah. Okay, there's a little bit of a gap now. So, yes, we're still along this walkway and we're passing the barrier on our left.
It
has works going on outside Boots. Okay, and now it's... that ice cream van, was it there when we were here last week?
Yes,
it's not here today.
Oh, right.
But there's a van, civil engineers. Actually, right. So.
That narrow bit we've just gone through, I was talking to Claire on the phone earlier.
Yeah.
And she was meeting Michelle, her friend in town, last weekend. And Michelle, who uses a motorised wheelchair, had problems coming through there.
I'd imagine she would do, actually. I would. Anybody with a mobility, or if you get two wheelchairs coming at the same time.
Yeah.
We've just passed another visually impaired person with a guide dog, actually, back there, and that, you know, it's people... it is quite chaotic. But we've come out, it's a bit more open now, so there's that barrier that's always across, that's been there for a while with those concrete blocks.
Oh, the anti-terrorism,
with all the big brightly coloured pots with plants in, that have been there for a while. But there's still, I can see looking up Fargate towards the Town Hall, it doesn't look quite as cluttered as it did last week, but there are still those red and white bases with the barriers around a couple of kind of holes in the road, so to speak. But we can now go round to the left and... straight in front of us as we go left now, which we have to get through, is Cafe Nero.
Cafe Nero again.
So anybody that wants to go into Boots would go to the left, but be careful not to bump into a big board that's saying all about the plans for the Fargate of the future is right in front of it. So we're going in between some big plant pots. As soon as we get through them, there's a bin in front of us, so watch that.
Come on, Velby.
Right, and it opens up a bit more. So it is actually easier to walk around to the right of these barriers at the moment. We do have Chapel Walk to our left if we had wanted to go along there.
Okay.
But we're actually skirting round the right of this barriered off bit in the middle of the precinct because it is such a narrow walkway on the left. But if we had have gone down the left, there's Chapel House Apartments with a shop to let that's not open at the moment, but a modern sort of looking building adjoining Marks and Spencer's.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's not quite as busy as it was when we were here last week.
It was a Friday afternoon, right?
It was, yes. It was busier. You're right. I can sort of really see that now on this bit. So, yeah, we're still walking past the... Oh, my God, do you really want to know what's written in the windows of Marks and Spencer's?
Go on.
Love your boobs. Book an M&S bra fit.
I don't need that.
That's next to another one that says a casual refresh, and it's got some male-looking mannequins with various clothes on. Oh. And denim seems to be the thing. There's lots of denim in the rest of the windows.
Oh, right. Is that the spring season?
Yeah, now we're skirting right over to the right-hand side now because we simply can't get round that way. It's fenced off completely at the end of Marks and Spencer's.
Yeah, this is the same as last time, isn't it? Because we had to come right up against Lush, didn't we?
We are there right at this moment.
And no. We've got the fiddler today.
Yes.
Not entertainment, not steel band.
So we have just passed Lush and, the various other things on the right-hand side. But on the left, yes, it's possible to go through a walkway to Superdrug and to... something next to it called Rattoon. I must admit, I've never noticed that before. Spaces for your business to grow. And then another, it's just empty at the moment, it looks, next to that. And then Vision Express Opticians. It is possible there is a walkway on that side, but it's not incredibly clear.
Right, fine.
So the fiddler is on the right, outside WH Smith's. But we'll go round to the left again, shall we? Because... we did realise that since that demolition of this on the corner, there is a stunning view of St Mary's Cathedral.
Did you get Elijah to
take a photo? The day we were going to do it, no, we didn't forget. We were going to do it on the Saturday, but it was hammering it down with rain.
Oh, well.
And then Sunday got busy and didn't manage to come into town.
That's fine.
But it will be possible, and it's certainly better with his...
His
camera is high definition, but we will. As you said, that might not be there in that form, that view, for much longer, given the rate of developments that go on around here. So we're now walking in between some red and white barrier, bases that don't actually have fencing on them. This is certainly a bit clearer than last week.
This is where we were that first time when we did that dry run, weren't it? Where everybody was following a vehicle moving up the middle.
This is it, and I'm actually bringing us, but other people are doing it in the vehicle bit because there's no vehicles. There's a lot less actual building work, workers, pneumatic drills and all that going on today. Yes, there is a walkway immediately along the side of the buildings on the left of Fargate, and another one coming back the other way, presumably. We are actually in the vehicle bit, but everybody's using it at the moment because... Yeah.
I suppose it's just to make people aware. Yes, it's a walkway, but you might find parked vehicles or even slow-moving vehicles.
Because obviously, it is still the pedestrian area. It would normally be pedestrian area. It's just these, works vehicles. So, So we're just coming up to Surrey Street.
Okay.
I've taken us a bit. We'll go to the left around this planter.
Bollards and posts in the middle of the wall.
Alan.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's all right.
So we were going to. We're just coming up the other curb now.
That's it, outside the town hall.
That's right. So we are actually diagonally across H.L. Brown. But there is a walkway going through. It's completely. It looks. On first glance, that it's completely barriered off to actually even get across the road, but no, it is possible there's a walkway through. But there's still, although not actively doing much today, there are various digging machines, stationery, and stuff.
It's actually on the road, what was the road line?
Yes.
So,
Hello.
Yeah, you're
all
right.
Yeah.
Just out for a walk,
Good.
Yeah.
I take it you know each other.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. So, yeah.
You want to stop that?
Yes, I will. It's this button.